is that, remember, here the difficulty is we believe that there are two factors. One is the invisible one, which is according to plan. The other one is my choice. And both are here. We don't say this or that, because we don't believe in black or white. We know they are both here. We'll have a special attitude. We never talk negative about the plan, because we don't know the plan. We always are critical about our own part in it, because I know if they say it is my choice, what my choice? This is nonsense, because I was not here to choose. I didn't choose to be male, did I? No. I didn't choose to look like this. If I knew better, I would have chosen a better one. So, there are a lot which is not up to me. Even my abilities, I have some abilities, some potentials and all that, they are all given to me. And I couldn't choose them. That's one part of me. But I can dream this or not. Could you say that I cannot? I don't have this choice. Then I will knock your head. This was literally what he said. He said, okay, I will flack you. Then you will say, what did you do this? Oh, this was a part of plan. This is the God's wishes. You will see, he will say it. He will say, they will go in the garden, and the gardener will arrive and will see the people are stealing the fruits. He will become angry. The guy will say, why are you angry? This tree belongs to God. I'm a creation of the God. Creation of God is using the fruit which is created by God. What is your object? The guy tied him to the tree and started to slash him. I said, why are you doing this? He said, a person, creation of God, is slapping with some piece of wood, creation of God, and I'm creation of God, so what? Because that's where it leads. If you make that excuse. We talked about it. Rumi made a long story to explain this, that, listen, we believe that there are two factors. There are factors which are not in my hand. Don't go to God and make it difficult. There are factors imposed in me, but I still have choice. Nobody could question me about the thing that is not in my hand. You cannot tell me that why your hairs are black or white. Because I couldn't help it, so what? But there are things that my choice is there, and those are the things that we are talking about. The subject of conversation is over there. So he talked about it, and he talked a lot. But yes, the magic is here. Easily somebody could be turned around. But that's not the way it happens. The people who could do that will not do it just for a show off or some loonies and things like that, because some of them will tell your fortune and do this for a little money. We don't believe in this. We think that it's your choice to begin with. Therefore, Rumi doesn't have the order to just transfer it to you. You have to bring your ears, because you have to listen to understand it for yourself. We want to talk about this special melody, which is the best of the best, and you have to be a good listener to understand it. Yes, John.
Is also Well, you were talking about, you know, the Abdal tapping you on the shoulder, and is that also part of the inner meaning of there is no compulsion in religion? That there be no compulsion. And that they can't compel you to be great. It has to be your choice.
Yes, but it's not that black and white a game that they can do. They provoke you, they try their best to give you the best reason to convince you in a way. But, yes, at the end of the day, the decision is yours. Is there any Muslim here? There is a Quranic verse that everybody forgets. La ikraha fid din, qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayb. Means there is no dislike in this path. You have to achieve it by maturing up and understanding it. Because the religion, the faith, cannot be injected to you, and you cannot have even a trace of a dislike. Ikrah is that. Makruh are the things that are not haram. But you're advised better not to do it so often, that makruh. There is no ikrah even in the path. You have to understand it, because this is the main responsibility. Your faith is the thing that you... It's the most important thing in your mind and in your heart. It shouldn't be injected to you or dictated to you. And don't do that, because you will remind me a couple of thousand years of human history trying to force feed the people the faith. All of them, they relied upon the sword, remember? Yes.
Hark, for the saints are the Israfils of the time.
This is something that you should swallow, because Israfil, namely if you go for the, superficial values, is an angel who does only one thing after 100,000 years. Because that's the only thing the guy does. He's sitting down with his trumpet, waiting for one day to just make such one note. Here we say, all the awliya are that. Because angels, to us, they mean simply adjective. They are the adjectives. So, Israfil means, Jibreel means Gabriel. Means knowledge, know-how. That's what Gabriel is. Gabriel knows everything. Whatever the prophets know all together, he knows independently, because God talks to him. Israfil is the guy who will bring back the dead to life. This is what Anbiya and Awliya are doing. The Pir, the Murshid, will revive him. So there are the Israfil of the time, yes?
Hark, for the saints are the Israfils of the time, and from them to the dead comes life and freshness. At their voice, the dead souls in the body's grave start up in their winding sheets. He says, this voice is separate from voices. To quicken is the work of the voice of God. We died and were entirely decayed. The call of God came, we all arose. The call of God, veiled or unveiled, bestows that which he bestowed on Mary from his bosom. O ye who are rotten with death underneath the skin, return from non-existence at the voice of the friend. Absolutely, indeed, that voice is from the King, though it be from the larynx of God's servant.
A very tricky stuff, actually, a little bit cheating in here. Because right from the beginning, after here, wherever we found some Arabic word, Nicholson didn't translate